Blog Talk Radio.
Sinners, get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is doing the
part. What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You better get your house in order.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come across these airways on this evening, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. Hallelujah. I just thank those of you that were so able and just so, I don't know what I'm looking for, but I'll just say that you just graciously tune in on this evening. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for you, and I hope and pray that you had a beautiful day today at Mass and various church service that you was among on today, and I hope and pray that God met you there. Hallelujah. And I just thank God, like I said, for you, you and you that was able to tune in on tonight. And so we're going to just have a small prayer right here and now for those that has lost a loved one. Hallelujah, over the weekend. This morning, we want to send our condolences out to you, you and you, that has lost a loved one, and just may God just continually, hallelujah, to just bring restoration unto your heart and soul, hallelujah. And so we just want you to just stay encouraged and know that God loves you, and Old Ship of Zion loves you as well, hallelujah. So, without any further ado, we're going to go on into our opening prayer, hallelujah, on tonight. And we come representing and acknowledging Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. So I'm asking those of you that will to bow your heads as we go down and acknowledge the one and the only Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us together in unity again once around God. And for we know, God, that this earthly planet is not our eternal home, God. We know that you have lying in wait a mansion that's not built by man, but you are its creator, you are its architect. And until you crack those clouds, one of these historical days will be coming and will be going as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you, O gracious Heavenly Father, to anoint these lips of clay tonight. Bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know you in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom, to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. These and other blessings we ask your Son, Jesus' mighty marvelous name. And we will allow the church to say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I will be with you tonight, 30 minutes on the clock. Hallelujah. And so we know that time is of an essence. Hallelujah. And I just hope and pray that all was well in your family circle. I hope and pray all continually to be well with you and yours. Hallelujah. So right now, we're going to go on into our program, but before we do, we want to give you those numbers across the monitor, those of you that desire prayer, those of you that have a testimony that you want to share with the Old Ship of Zion. And those numbers are 646-200-3074, the guest call-in toll-free number, 877-598-8654. Those numbers, once again, are 646-200-3074, 877-598-8654. And if you have any prayer petitions, we will welcome your call in for your prayer petition at the conclusion of this program. If you have any testimonies, You can relate those testimonies as early as right now. But until those numbers appear on the monitor, we will go on into our scheduled program service. And we're coming across Bishop Zion. This is our third Sunday service. And we just thank you so kindly for tuning in to the old Shepherd Zion. So we are going right now on in to our service. And so our sermon on tonight entitled, Top Dog. Hallelujah. So we know that if we were to ask you to describe someone who is lonely, we know that the chances are good and you would not choose someone who is busy. It is also doubtful that you would select someone in a top management position. We know that you would not probably, I would like for you to just give me a minute to change up my lines because look like my circuit is trying to go out. But I will be back with you momentarily. Give me just a second. Hello? Testing 1, 2, 3. Hallelujah. I hope that my station is still here. Time will tell in the moment. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. All righty. I'm back. And so, like I first stated, my system was trying to go down, and I just hope and pray that all continually to remain as it is through the duration of this program. Hallelujah. All right, I'm so sorry for the, oh, Lord, the break through the program here, but it was just something that I just caught my attention, and I just thank God that all is not lost. I'm still going on in Jesus' name. I'm not going to let a devil in hell, outside of hell, to stop me from my assignment. And so, as I was first stating, I was saying, hallelujah, if someone, hallelujah, would ask you to just select someone at the top management position, hallelujah, we know that the chief executive officer in presumably a growing corporation or even the leader, he would be a well-paid salesperson in an aggressive, competitive organization. You wouldn't probably name them. But we think that they are successful, and we know that they have big bucks, because we're talking about tonight, our sermon is called Top Dog, and that we know that they are fulfilled, and they got it made, so it seems. Furthermore, with all of those people around them, they haven't got time to be lonesome, so you would think. Hallelujah. But I wouldn't bet on that if I was you. We know that more often than not, those who find themselves approaching or at the top of the steep
ladder of financial success. Have few friends, if any. We know that struggle to keep peace at home and live on the rugged edge of disillusionment, even despair. We know that even those that are at the top, they get lonely. And loneliness, it exists and it plagues of the loner. And we know that even by and large, the top dog are loners, either by design or by default. We know that most executives, hallelujah, operate in a very private world where happiness eludes them. We know that contentment and inner tranquilities are seldom found in the penthouse. Instead, there is boredom and stark feelings of emptiness. Hallelujah. And we know that these are people who lead lives of quiet depression. And it may interest you to know that there, hallelujah, is a Bible out there that addresses these relevant issues. And it's in the law of Ecclesiastes. And we know that we'll talk about the account that Solomon for to search for happiness apart from God. Favorite term which he constantly repeats as he admits his frustration is vanity. Now, like I first said, we're talking about the top dog, the one who has it all. Hallelujah, every bell and every whistle is at his disposal, at her disposal. So again and again, he exclaimed that all is vanity. And even though he's the king of the land, had all the money, he had all the brains and the resources and time to acquire or experience the Zenith life could offer. He kept returning to what that same heavy sigh that all is vanity. Although he's busy, rich, and he's famous, Solomon was the personification of boredom and loneliness. Hallelujah. And I strongly would recommend that when you finish reading these pages, hallelujah, that you get a hold of your Bible if you don't have one. Locate the book of Ecclesiastes. Read it through one sitting, especially if you are one who identifies with the lonely whim of the top dog. And that's what we're talking about tonight. Hallelujah. Then I look again at the acts of oppression which were being done under the sun. And behold, I saw the tears of the oppressed, and that they had no one to comfort them. No one on the side of their oppression was power, but they had no one to comfort them. Hallelujah. So I then congratulated the dead who are already dead, more than the living who are still living. But better off than both of them is the one who has never existed, who has never seen the evil activity that is done under the sun. And I have seen that every labor and every skill which is done is the result of rivalry between a man and his neighbor. This too is vanity and striving after wind. The fool folds his hands and consumes his own flesh. One hand full of rest is better than two fists full of labor and striving after wind. Then I looked again at vanity under the sun. There was a certain man without a dependent, living neither son nor brother, yet there was no end to all of his labor. Indeed, his eyes was not satisfied with his riches, and he never asked, hallelujah, and for whom am I laboring and depriving myself of pleasure? This too is vanity, and it is a grievous task. That scripture reading found in the law of Ecclesiastes 4:1-8. And something ought to be, but they never will be. We
take these words of scripture, hallelujah, from the ancient book of Ecclesiastes, for example. These paragraphs from the Bible are to be required reading, hallelujah, at your leisure. You can read it, hallelujah. But we know that some things that there never will be, we know that. So I'd like to see this part of Solomon's journal appear just below the heading of issue on the Wall Street Journal, so that the businessmen and the women around the world, hallelujah, upon picking up the journal, they would read Solomon's wisdom first, but that will never be. Then, if I had my way, I would see to it that all young executives, entrepreneurs, career-minded men and women, climbing the corporate ladder of success, hoping to fulfill their dreams for life, will receive a postcard with this message of scripture printed on it. Just as a reminder that ought to occur annually, but it won't. Hallelujah. And since none of these things ever will occur, we're left to our own devised assumption of observation. Our options are reduced to listening to the counsel of the world system, watching our peers, observing our parents, taking notes of those so-called successful models, and convincing ourselves that the dream is real. But it is not. It's hype, a bold-faced lie. Hallelujah. And I know my time is coming in. But we have to understand that Solomon doesn't have in mind in these 8 verses of Ecclesiastes 4. The little man who barely eats out a living, who is satisfied with the simplicity, and who is not worried too much about going beyond where he is, just willing to get along. There's not the person in the focus of Solomon's sight. No, not on your life. These 8 verses are directed to the senior executive, the high roller, the top rank in the military. Hallelujah. The shakers and the movers, or to use some of today's slang, the muggles, the big cheeses, the top dogs. Those are the ones who look successful and appear to have it all. But the truth is, they don't. Even think most of them hide the truth as well. And these are really the victim I want to address here. You who have arrived, as well as you, hallelujah, who have hope of being there someday. Keep in mind that Solomon is a big king. He's not looking from the ground up. His vantage point is from the top, looking around at others in those top positions. He certainly ought to know his world is a world of elegance. Hallelujah. World of lavish influence. His inability to find satisfaction in that realm is the subject of this journal named Ecclesiastes. So he replaces the rose colored glasses of idealism, hallelujah, we know, with clear glasses of realism. And he informs his reader of the truth. He writes, hallelujah, too, the physician whose practice is growing and expanding. He writes to the attorney whose clients and personal finances are increasing. He writes to the salesmen who are cleaning up financially. He talks to people who own their own businesses. He talks to entrepreneurs, to presidents, and would-be presidents of corporations. He says, let me tell you how it really is. Let me urge you to face the truth regarding where all this is leading. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now in this realistic view, which by the way is a very empirical thing, all mystical is removed. And as you'll see from verse 1, as I look again from verse 4, I have seen he's looking around. He's not dreaming up something from a classroom. This isn't an academic. This is real life stuff. Right from the office where you work, or from that privileged position where you sit or hope to sit someday. As he looked around, he observed several categories of life. Three, as a matter of fact, but not any one of which is satisfying. The first is enough to stop any of us in our tracks. I looked again at all the acts of oppression which were being done under the sun. Here we are again at the one of Solomon's favorite phrases throughout the book. Under the sun, you'll find in the verse. It appears at the end of the verse 3 and again in verse 7. It's a phrase that emphasizes the horizontal dimension of life, existence under the sun, not above it. Hallelujah. Solomon's eyes, in effect, I looked around my world. I observed the way people were being treated in Jerusalem. I observed Judea as well. I saw in all those places many, many people who were being controlled by a dominant few. I witnessed many caught in the grip of oppression. What he's really seeing is a body of people who have the money, the influence, and the power, and therefore control of others. And what Solomon saw was anything but pleasure. But you must look carefully here. And I saw tears of oppression, and that they had no one to comfort them. And on the side of their oppressor was power, but they had no one to comfort them. It's very vivid scene what Solomon said as I looked around and see the tears and witness oppression. It's heartbreaking. I am caught up in despair. So this reaction to what he observed is equally vivid. He records it in verse 2 and 3. Hallelujah. And I congratulated the dead who are already dead, more than the living who are still living. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I know that my program is about to end. But as he looked upon those who had already died, he thought, how fortunate you are to be gone from this earth rather than to still be living under this oppression. Solomon then makes a statement to the oppressor. You have money. You have influence. You have the power to control other lives. What do you do with that? Are you fair? Or do you oppress? Do you take advantage? Do you rob the freedom? Or do you release it? Are you a giver or a taker? One or enslaver, or one of those liberates? One who uses his money and power to will and deal? Only you can answer these questions. We find that the King Solomon looked around and he sees one who has taken away others' freedom, and he says, there's no one to dry their tears. So I congratulate you who are dead. I think you are better off than the living, in fact. Better than both living and dead is the one who has never even been born. It's a strange moment in Scripture when the unborn are oppressed. Hallelujah. And we will bring this program to its conclusion. And I will come back, hopefully, on our next program to bring conclusion to our sermon on tonight. Top Dog was our sermon. And we will come back with the conclusion of this sermon on tonight. And so the lines are open. To you that desire prayer, you that have a burning testimony that you would like to share, the lines are open to you, you and you. And if there be any prayer petitions requested on tonight, we will bring our program at the conclusion of these selections to its closure. And before ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to impact your mind, to infuse your spirit, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, hallelujah, I would encourage you, hallelujah, to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. And your station has been the Block Talk Radio. Program has been the Old Ship of Zion. So your correspondents, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Till we meet again across these skyways and highways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Hallelujah. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now.
Oh,